right, and then the fourth one, he says that Vantel's slogan of Christian theism is a unit should be understood with such qualifications. He says, listen, I agree that the slogan is true in the sense that one cannot compromise one doctrine without compromising others. So again, you know, you can't just take out the Gospel of John and just be good with it. All these things work together where God's revelation, especially at this point in the Christian story, go back in on themselves and build each other up and commingle with each other. And so we shouldn't compromise one doctrine without, or we couldn't just take out, God is both fully God and fully man without destroying some other portion of what we're trying to get people to. And in that sense, that accepting one doctrine provides a logical motivation for accepting others. He says, I don't think that the whole of Christian theism can be established by a singular argument unless that argument is highly complex. And TAG seems to do the opposite. We're trying to kind of have this single line of argumentation that doesn't have, 82 points to it. If this is the case, then this is the case. If this is also the case, we'd also see this. And if then, and then ultimately the conclusion is therefore God exists. So he doesn't see TAG as a way of doing this, unless if we are wanting to maybe view the Christian theological system as something not complex or basic, as in low level thinking.
And so you need more than just a single argument, right? Again, and he made this a point last time. TAG needs to be supplemented with other arguments, is what he's getting at. It's not, if one single argument might work, but it would be highly complex, right? Is what he's getting at here. So he says, if we grant Vantil's point that a complete theistic argument should prove the whole biblical doctrine of God, he says, then we must prove more than that God is the author of meaning and rationality. Because, what about the rest of the things that God is, right? Mm-hmm. Besides proving that God is the author and meaning of, rationality and that kind of stuff, it should include, if we're trying to prove the whole doctrine of God, well, it also should include that God is personal, that he's sovereign, that he's transcendent, that he's immanent, that he's Trinitarian, that he's infinite, that he's eternal and wise and so forth. And obviously, TAG requires supplementation by other arguments if you're going to go there. And so, again, it's not a complete theistic argument is his criticism, right? As Vantil thought it was. It may get us to, God is the author of meaning and rationality, but there's a whole lot more to God than just meaning and rationality.
Right, right. We're sitting on the bus, and we don't want to have to pull out a unfolded pie chart in order to present the gospel message. All right, here's my 82-point plan. Let's go over this. We've got 5 minutes, and you take a deep breath, and you start going and build out your argument.